Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
I'm Morgan Day, and I am 8.5 years old. I am reviewing the book Junie B. Jones and a Little Monkey Business by Barbara Parks. This book is about a little girl named Junie who, in the beginning, thinks she is going to get a present when her parents tell her they have a surprise. But really, they tell her something even better, that she is going to have a little baby brother. The only problem is Junie doesn't want a baby brother. After he is born, her grandma says he is a cute little monkey. So Junie gets excited again because she thinks he is a real monkey. She told her whole class at school that she had a monkey for a brother and she was going to bring him to school on pet day. She went a little overboard trying to make all of her friends jealous that she had a monkey brother. She was even letting her friends give her nice things so that they could be the first to see him. Only that didn't work because then she got sent to the principal's office and he had to tell her that her brother was not really a monkey and that her grandma said he was a cute little monkey, just like sometimes people say a lucky person is a lucky duck. After school, her mom and dad came to pick her up with her new baby brother. She looked at him and said, "He's the cutest little monkey I've ever saw." She thought to herself, "Maybe I do like him after all." The only thing I don't like about this book is that Junie doesn't always behave very nicely, even though sometimes it makes it funny. I like this book because I have a little sister and a little brother, and I don't always get along with them, but I still love them, just like Junie B. Jones. If you have a baby brother or sister, then you should read this book. You should know it would make you giggle. I'm Morgan Day for BookSpeak.
I'm Stephanie Weekman, and I'm reviewing Objects of Our Affection, covering my family's past one chair, pistol, and pickle fork at a time by Lisa Tracy. I live in a house filled with other people's furniture. I sit at my uncle's desk, put my clothes in my grandmother's dresser, and eat at my great-grandmother's table. Lisa Tracy's memoir, Objects of Our Affection, made me take a second look at the old furniture I had pulled out of our basement and claimed as mine. When Tracy's mother died, she had a house full of heavy antique furniture and fragile china. Anything these days, given a bit of age, can be classified as an antique, but Tracy's family owned the good stuff. A Chippendale horsehair sofa, a Hepplewhite leaded glass bookcase, and a set of dueling pistols that once belonged to Aaron Burr. And no, she points out, not those pistols. But when you already have a house full of furniture, you can't keep everything. Tracy's story tracks her journey to find out what her family owns, why it's important, and what she will put on the auction block. Tracy writes, "It's hard to let go of objects because they're full of stories. Our stories, our family stories, or if we've been haunting the flea market or antiques mall, other people's stories. We can, in fact, never be free of our stuff until we have dealt with the stories it carries." Like the rest of us who will have to part with cherished heirlooms one day, she second-guesses herself even after the gaveling is done. I love the meaningful stories Tracy tells with her family's possessions, big and small, like the large sandalwood chest and her mother's single salt shaker. The best part of the book, this object, is how it found me. I checked it out of the library after hearing about it from somewhere I can't remember. Its pages took me back to Lexington, Virginia, where Tracy grew up. It's also my college town and my favorite place in the whole world. The author bio says Tracy now teaches at my alma mater in my journalism department. Talk about a story. This book is a perfect companion for a morning of antiquing, an afternoon viewing of Antiques Roadshow, and an evening of reading, like me, while sitting in your great-grandmother's rocking chair. I'm Stephanie Weekman for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit indianapublicradio.org for all the details. Support for BookSpeak 2011 comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.